You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. James Lawler has witnessed junior doctors in distress. He is the co-chair of a New South Wales Doctors in Training Committee and knows the risk of suicide among medical professionals is very real.
When they're at work, there is a real pressure from the system around them to deliver quality patient care, but to do it more efficiently. And they're not being given the tools or the environment to do those things. Often it falls on their own shoulders to stay behind and deliver those things.
Over the past 2 years, there have been reports of trainee doctors taking their own lives in Australia. And further evidence has emerged from a new study into the unsafe hours junior doctors are working, which is putting their mental health at risk. One of the co-authors is Associate Professor Samuel Harvey from the Black Dog Institute.
Doctors are one of the occupations where people are most likely to die from suicide. And we know there's been countless surveys of junior doctors that have shown really high rates of depression and anxiety.
About a quarter of doctors in the research sample worked more than 55 hours each week, doubling their chance of having suicidal thoughts and other common mental disorders. But the Institute says patients are also potentially being put at risk when their treating doctors are overworked.
If you've got a doctor that's fatigued, we know that they don't make decisions as well as when they're well rested. That's not just for doctors. We in our society, we've got very strict rules about the amount of rest and sleep that pilots have to have before they're allowed to pilot a commercial airplane. And for doctors, it's the same, that if they're fatigued and if they've got symptoms of depression or anxiety, we know that it has an impact on their performance and their ability to make the right decisions.
Dr. Lawler says the 10-hour break rule between shifts is being applied more regularly to ease the strain.
Well, there has been some progress the last few years. The ministry, for instance, a couple of years ago, introduced what's called the 14-10 rule in hospitals, that junior doctors can't be rostered on for more than 14-hour shifts. They're supposed to be rostered on for at least 10-hour breaks between shifts. And the data from the ministry they shared with us last year showed the compliance with that is improving.
The Australian Medical Association has previously encouraged hospitals to provide a better balance for doctors in training. Last March, the AMA asked health services to investigate unclaimed unpaid hours to calculate the exact hours staff are working. But Dr. Lawler says the workplace culture still needs improvement.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of competition for certain training positions, and that often the expectation that they stay behind and not claim overtime is not overt, but it's insidious, and the implication is that if you're claiming unrostered overtime, that you must be inefficient.
Associate Professor Harvey agrees supportive workplace conditions make a big difference to staff health.
A lot of the factors that used to be in place to protect junior doctors and their well-being while they carried out their difficult work are being chipped away over time, and that's why we're now facing these problems.
The Australian Medical Students Association says students' mental health and well-being is one of its key priorities. Chair of the AMA's Council of Doctors in Training, Tessa Kennedy, says often medical professionals put their patients first at the expense of their own health.
And sometimes that means staying back after work, that means not getting to the gym, that means not seeing your family, that means not doing all of the things that actually help you recuperate, recover from the intrinsic stressors of your work, which include dealing with suffering, death and dying every day.
She's encouraging doctors to speak up about the extra hours they are putting in to prompt change in the culture.
I think we need to be a bit more honest about recording and measuring the hours that are being worked and the work that is being done if we're serious about improving the mental health and well-being of junior doctors, and by direct implication, their patients. Because ultimately, if junior doctors are fatigued, burnt out, unwell, they're not working at their best.
If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue for support, 1300 22 4636. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.